So we're thinking this morning a lot about what brings us together, what makes family. And so I asked the question, what is family? And I Googled family, and this should be a selection of photos which came up. These were the pictures that came up in the images. And they were mostly made up of the traditional family unit, mum, dad, and two kids. Some extended it to grandparents. Most of the pictures had people who all kind of looked alike. And one of the features which absolutely every picture shared was that everyone was smiling. Everyone was smiling. So if we are to believe Google, and in all honesty, I often consider Google the absolute fount of all knowledge, then family is people who are related to each other by blood, people who look alike because of this relatedness, and people who are always happy and smiling in each other's company. So, great. That's done and dusted. Family defined. But in all honesty, whilst I think that Google is wise about many, many things, I don't think that this search engine has a clue what really makes family. And if we listen to Jesus on the subject of family, we hear something quite different. So in the short reading we just heard from John's Gospel, we had Jesus at the very end of his life. He was on the cross and he was about to die. And one of the last acts that he did was to establish a family. So let me read just that line again. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, the disciple took her into his home. So this was a family that Jesus was creating that had nothing to do with blood relations. I mean, Jesus had brothers who he could have asked to look after his mum, but he did something different. He created a new family unit. He took someone that he loved and trusted, one of his disciples who had been with him and been faithful to him, and he asked him, "Here is your son, here is your mother." A new family unit created not of blood, but of faithfulness. A family bonded not through birth, but through Jesus. And this opens up the concept of family. It opens up the concept of what it is to be a mother or a father or a son or a daughter. It invites a much more creative approach to who our family are. An approach which invites people in through love and faithfulness, rather than just through lineage. There's a great story that I'm told of when I was little. It's one of those ones which goes down the family and everybody hears about. And apparently, this is hard to believe, but apparently I was a particularly terrible two-year-old. I know that it's hard to believe now, but I am told this is true. And I really knew how to throw a tantrum and push all of mummy's buttons. And one day, I was busy tantruming, and my poor mother was on the edge. I mean, her patience was gone, she had nothing left. But she had a friend called Jenny. And Jenny was a friend, but Jenny was really family. My mother called her and said, "Jenny, do you love Sarah?" And Jenny said, "Yes, of course I do." And my mother said, "Do you really love Sarah?" And Jenny was like, "Of course, Mary, what's wrong?" And my mother just said, "Come and get her now." So Jenny did. She came and she picked me up and we had a day out. Apparently, I was wonderful for her. And it allowed my mother to regain her sanity that day. And my mother will claim that it saved my life. That's family. That's family. That's love and showing up and being there. And I think there was two pictures. There was one of us when we were little. This is myself, my sister, and this is Jenny. And then the next one, we're still there. We're still friends. She's still showing up. There's still love. So family is faithfulness. Actually, whatever that looks like in your situation. And we saw that as well in the story that I read, Horton Hatches an Egg. We see that in the refrain of the story. "I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful, 100%. So while Lazy Maisie flies off to have fun, Horton takes on the role of mum with all its challenges and all its frustrations. And at the end, he is rewarded with a child who does indeed take after him. A child with his ears and a trunk. Somehow, because he stayed, because he was present and faithful, he rubbed off on the egg. Biologically, I have no idea how this happened, but it's a story, so it doesn't matter. And there's a second feature that both of the families in our Bible reading and in the story had, and that was that families are not always happy and smiling. The family that Jesus created was actually forged out of tragedy, out of the death, and out of a mother who lost her son, and a friend who lost his teacher and mentor. It was a relationship created through shared pain, a drawing together to support one another. And in the Horton story, there is no glamorizing what it is to sit on an egg for 51 weeks through thunder and snow and danger. It's a tough experience. And as much as we like to have those photos from Google of the smiling family, there is so much more which goes into family behind the scenes, which is actually really hard. And of course, we're all human, so we get it wrong sometimes. We had a lovely list of all of those qualities that a parent needs, but in all honesty, no parent has all of those qualities all of the time. It's hard. So family isn't perfect. Family can be difficult. So as we think about family this morning, let's allow ourselves to be a bit creative. Let's broaden our understanding of who family is. And let's give thanks and celebrate the love and the faithfulness of those that care for us. Let's recognize and acknowledge the challenges and difficulties of what it is to be faithful and to care for others. And let's consider that invitation of Jesus to create family. Family which is bonded together by faith and by faithfulness. Amen.